You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Beaming out of the broadcast bunker we like to call...
Oh, we don't have a title yet.
No, it's because it's top secret.
Oh, don't we have a name for this place?
Home.
Okay, that's fine. We'll call it that. Either way, welcome. It's another edition of Cheese Please, where we bring you what, Daffodil?
The wacky, the warped, and the weird every week.
Yeah, and the pop culture of the 70s this week as we profile the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I know. You gotta be living under a rock for the last 50 years if you haven't at least heard of the television series The Brady Bunch. If you have been living under a rock, we'll get you up to speed.
We will introduce you to something you need to know.
And as a matter of fact, they made like 7 albums back in the early 70s. And I know. Just step back from the radio a little bit and just let it ease into your mind that they actually recorded and made music. Because we're going to play some a little later on. On top of that, the chart-topping Cheesy is also stuck in the 70s with Shirley and Company and Shame, Shame, Shame. But we're starting off with some piano tunes, Daffodil.
It's honky-tonk, isn't it?
Honky-tonk piano stuff. You know, player piano feel towards it. We got Mike DiNapoli coming up with Liest Liebensturm. Is that how you pronounce that?
That's pretty close, yes.
Okay, and he's going to start off the set with Barcarolle, I think. That's how you pronounce that.
Barcarolle.
Thank you. I need a translation. Right here on...
It's Cheese Please.
Thank you.
orphaned stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Aww.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
With Mike DiNapoli and Liest Lebensstrom. I hope I said
that's
that right.
That's close enough.
And the other song before that we played by Mike Napoli Daffodil.
Yes, it was Mike Napoli.
Yes. And the name of said song?
Baccarole.
Thank you. I was going to say Bar Carol, but that doesn't seem right.
No.
My name is Snarf Dude.
My name is Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to talk about the Brady Bunch.
Not exactly. We got to do this first.
All right.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
Slurpee.
We have to have the official introduction.
True.
To our celebrity slip-up profile, and we haven't played them for a while. That's why we're doing it now.
Yes.
None other than the Brady Bunch.
And yes. There's the story of a lovely lady, a man named Brady, who could have been played by Gene Hackman.
Really?
Six kids who could have been interspersedly blondes and brunettes because they had 12 kids cast.
12 kids?
Yes, they had six blondes and six brunettes.
Oh, okay.
Three boys and three girls of each. Oh. So out there are six kids who could have been Brady Bunch kids if the color of the parents' hair had been reversed.
Ah, I see what you're talking about. What other fun facts can you tell me about the Brady Bunch?
Well, the concept originated with a newspaper statistic.
Really?
Yes, Sherwood Schwartz said he saw a four-liner filler piece in the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
And it was a statistic. I can't talk today.
I know. A statistic.
A statistic. It said in the year of 1965, 31% of all marriages involved people who had children or children from a previous marriage.
Oh, so, yeah, that makes sense.
So blended families were becoming the norm.
That was a big deal in the mid-1960s.
It was.
And Sherwood Shorts...
See, now you're catching my tongue-tied problem.
I'm sorry. Sherwood Schwartz was the creator of Gilligan's Island, too.
Schwartz.
I give it up. I'm not going anywhere. Let's play the music. Unless you have some more fun facts.
Well, speaking to the bronze and brunettes.
Yes.
Susan Olsen, who played Cindy,
yes,
wasn't blonde enough, so they kept dyeing her hair lighter and lighter, and then it started to fall out.
Ooh.
And she went to Schwartz and complained, and he told him to stop dyeing her hair and leave it alone. So that's why she's so much blonder in the first two seasons and not so much later on.
Oh, well, that explains that. Let's get into the music, though.
Yes, music, please.
And as a matter of fact, they had some kind of amateur hour episode that they played these two songs on.
Yes, the Pete Stern Amateur Hour.
There it is. We'll hear Keep On in a moment, but we're starting off with their trademark, It's a Sunshine Day on...
It's a Cheese Please tribute.
Cheese with the Brady Bunch and Keep On. As part of our celebrity slip-up profile on the Brady Bunch this week, and Daffodil has a couple quick facts on the Brady Bunch, Daffodil?
Yes, Barry Williams, Mike Lookinland, and Maureen McCormick were all really good singers.
Really?
Eve Plum and Susan Olsen could pretty much carry a tune.
Yeah.
Christopher Knight, tone deaf.
Oh.
When he was asked to cite the most embarrassing thing he ever did on the show,
yes,
he didn't even hesitate to say singing by far.
Uh-huh.
It was traumatic. He was actually encouraged to only lip sync.
Ah. How did that work out?
They did play it for laughs in the Do-Re-Mi episode.
Oh, yes. When he had time to change, he sang that one. We're not going to play that because
you've
heard it before. We're going to play this one, Truckin' Back to You. Yeah, that's the title. On?
Cheese, please.
With the Brady Bunch and Truckin' Back to You. And I want to end off our Brady Bunch profile by saying I was watching a lot of retro TV on one of those channels, Daffodil, not too long ago. And I noticed that Bob Reed, who played Mike Brady, was a busy guy during the Brady Bunch. I mean, really,
he was a contract player at Paramount. He did everything.
Really? Oh, that explains why he was in Mannix at the same time as he was doing the Brady Bunch as Lieutenant Adam Tobias. So I had this picture in my mind of Mike Brady going out the door, heading off to work as an architect, and then secretly going down to the LAPD and becoming Detective Adam Tobias in Mannix. He lived a secretive, dangerous life.
Well, actually, technically, he really did live a secretive life, but we won't talk about that.
Fine. My name is Surf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please, and we have some more fun things to do.
Like this.
Stopping the tracks on number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
Okay, here's one for you from the 70s. Shirley and Company and Shame, Shame, Shame on
Cheese, Please.
my sunroof down. Got my diamond in the back. Put on your second ring.
And company and shame, shame, shame. You can see me just hitting my, you know, the shame, same old daffodil. You take two fingers and you just rub one over the other. Shame on you. Shame you. I sound like Nixon, don't I?
Shame you. I am not a crook.
But he was.
Yeah.
He really was a crook.
Yeah, but apparently he didn't think so. So that matters, I suppose. I don't know. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are slowly working our way, once again, to finish an episode of Cheese Please.
You really are moving slowly like that.
Well, no, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. It's never a good plan.
Any slower, you'll sound like William Shatner.
That's my William Shatner impression. They had a bunch of albums, the Brady Bunch. I'm going to talk about the Brady Bunch again for a second.
Oh, what the hey, you know.
Yeah, they had Merry Christmas from the Brady Bunch.
Yes, that was their first one, wasn't it?
Yes, and then they had Meet the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Then they had the Kids from the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Then they had the Brady Bunch phonographic album.
Is that four?
And then Chris Knight and Marie McCormick had a duet album.
Oh. The guy that couldn't sing, you mentioned earlier.
I know. That's why I'm confused.
Just checking.
Okay. And then they had a compilation album.
Oh, okay.
It's a Sunshine Day, the best of the Brady Bunch.
Hey, that's where we got that from. We've got the CD kicking around here somewhere.
Yes, okay. That was a more recent thing.
Yes, yes.
And then there were a bunch of spin-offs and sequels and reunions.
Okay.
A couple of spin-offs. Well, one spin-off that didn't make it was something called Kelly's Kids.
Oh, okay.
It was an entire episode they wasted of the final season of the Brady Bunch to try and tee up this show that never happened.
Ah. So there you go. You get some bonus facts here. When we thought we'd wrapped it up, Daffodil dug out some more.
There's always facts.
Yes, it's not so much facts now, but it's time to do this. Exercising my vocal cords. Okay, open it up, and in the piece of paper we have... Oh, wow, we go back to 1919. You remember that year, Daffodil?
No.
You sure?
If you think I'm old enough to remember 1919...
Okay, fine. Anyway, until next week, folks, we got Burt Williams, Everybody Wants a Key to My Cellar. Until next week.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Down in my cellar. Down in my cellar, I've been changing everything around. I got a secret hidden there, I've got it with my life. There's only one mistake I made. I told it to my wife. Now everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar, my cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble. Even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see 'em get one, let 'em try. You can have my money, yes sir. Take my car, take my wife if you want to go that far. But nix on a key to open my cellar. If the whole darn world goes dry, everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar, my cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble. Even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see 'em get one, let 'em try. Discharge all the servants, I don't trust a soul. Never mind the furnace, I can shovel all the coal. But nix on a key to open my cellar. I'll be wet, yes sir, when they are dry.
Weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.